Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for December 24th, 2023, Christmas Eve, is based on Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield. The sermon is based on our Advent sermon series, How Does a Weary World Rejoice? And the sermon is entitled, We Make Room. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Before I start my sermon, I would be remiss if I did not mention that a little less than 1 year ago, I was standing in the Holy Land. I was in the city of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, and yet tonight, all of the services, Christmas services in Bethlehem, have been canceled. The churches are empty because of the fighting, and the place where our Lord and Savior Jesus was born is without celebration. And so I hope and pray that all of you this evening and beyond will continue to hold the Holy Land in your prayers, that the fighting may come to an end and hopefully one day true peace can be found. Grace and peace to you from God, the source of love, peace, and joy. Amen. There's a famously told Christmas story about a little boy who wanted to be Joseph in the nativity play. He did not get the part of Joseph, but he did land the part of the innkeeper. He was disappointed. The night of the performance, he decided to change the story. The story as told caused Joseph to inquire about a place for him and Mary. The crowd anticipated that the innkeeper would say, "There is no room at the inn." However, the little boy changed the story that night. He said, "Sure, I've got the best room in the inn. You can have mine." This changed the whole story and caused everyone to laugh. When his parents got home that night, they asked him why he changed the story. He told them what he learned in Sunday school. That since no one knows the time that Jesus will return, we ought to be ready to give God our best and to not lean on our own understanding, but trust in God to direct our paths. This little boy changes the story. He takes what is expected in the world and turns it on its head in order to show the divine that resides within the humanity of Mary and Joseph. And that is exactly what God does in this birth narrative. He does it in the life and teachings of Jesus and in the death and resurrection of Christ as well. It's all throughout the Bible that we hear about a God who goes against the conventional worldly customs in order to show the value of all humanity in the eyes of God. God makes room for all people to come under the umbrella of God's love and forgiveness. So let's take a look at this birth narrative beginning in Luke 2. Why does God choose this particular point in time and this particular place on the map to come into the world? The Messiah that the Israelites have been waiting for to be their anointed leader chooses not to come when the Israelites ruled over their own land and were already in power. Rather, God chooses to come when the Israelites are under the thumb of one of the most dominating empires in the history of the world, the Roman Empire. An empire that referred to their emperor as a savior. It's in this moment, where the Israelites have almost no hope of ruling over themselves again, that God decides to make a little room in the world for God to be present in a new way, in the form of a human, to show them a new way that a ruler can be. In a place and in a time where a threat to the throne of the empire would not be welcomed, God decides to show up anyhow, in the most innocuous way. And when it comes time for the Son of God and the Son of Man to be born into the world, where does it take place? Does it take place in a glorious palace or the Israelite temple or even the primary bedroom of a family's home? No. Because who would dare give housing to an unknown, unwed, pregnant teenager? We like to tell ourselves in hindsight, if only I had been there, how quick I would have been there to help Mary and Joseph in their time of need. But Martin Luther, even as early as 1543, critiqued the church by saying, "Then why don't you do it now? You have Christ in your neighbor. You ought to serve your neighbor. For what you do to your neighbor in need, you do to the Lord Christ himself." And so just when it seems that there will be no place for Mary to give birth, room is made in the most unlikely of places, turning the story on its head in the stables among the animals. And once Jesus is born, who's the first to know? Do the angels appear to the head priests of the temple, or the emperor, or some of the important people in the city of Bethlehem? No. The angels first appear to the unlikely shepherds of the field. God reaches out to those that most people overlook to invite them into the most holy of moments and to be the first to hear the good news. God sees their humanity when others may not and makes room for them around the manger, the throne of the King of Kings. Throughout the birth narrative, we see God make room in places and with people whom the world would not typically expect. And God is continually making more room so that all people and all of creation can be seen as the good and wonderful creation that God has created each of us to be. In her commentary on this text, the Reverend Cecilia Armstrong puts it this way. She says, our task during this Christmas season is to make room in the same manner that God did. We should acknowledge that the world is weary right now, weary from grief, war, a pandemic, political strife, personal and corporate failings, and the list could go on and on. Although these weary acts take place, our rejoicing happens when we encounter life together, when we change the story, as it might seem to be, and instead make room for collective moments to rejoice. For no one knows the day nor the hour of the second advent, the second coming of Christ. So let's not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, trust God to direct our paths, offering God our best by making room for others. The room we make will allow a weary world to rejoice. And so this Christmas, let us celebrate the joy that comes from the act of hospitality, of being welcomed in just as God welcomes us, and also being the one to extend hospitality to all people, no matter our differences. Christ's birth is a story about God making room in unlikely places and circumstances. And after Jesus is born, God draws the circle wider as shepherds and strangers arrive, sending a message of good news all across the countryside. God is continuing to draw the circle even wider and wider to this day, bringing all humanity to God's unconditional love and grace. And God draws the circle wide to include you. No matter your past, and no matter what mistakes you might make in the future, if you only hear one message in church all year long, let it be this: that God loves you so much that God came down to earth to show you how much God cares. And that God will never abandon you or forget you. God's loving arms are always stretched out to make room for you and to welcome you. And so out of thanksgiving for God's good work and welcoming nature and good news, how can we make room for others so that they might hear the good news of our loving God as well? Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.